This morning on the WIB Wake Up Show, we grieve the loss of our dear brother and weekend broadcaster in particular, Steve Snyder, who left us to be with the Lord early yesterday morning. You may have heard about that. And so on the show today, it typically would be a Make Us Laugh Monday, and Steve helped us laugh as much or more than anybody if you knew him on the air or off. I mean, he was fun. And so we want to take your comments, your stories, your remembrances, your tributes, what have you, regarding him as a broadcaster, maybe as a friend, a brother in the Lord. I know with the Northern Lakes Community Church, the last time I had a chance to see him was that Mark Schultz concert. I want to say November 9th at Northern Lakes Community there in the island city of Cumberland. And he still played with the house band that night, even though his left side was weakened. And so we want to remember him today throughout the program. So your comments, some of you have already weighed in, and we'll share some of those. And we'd love to hear it in your own voice, if possible, at 715-396-1670. But he was a great, encouraging, fun brother in the Lord, and he will be dearly missed here at WWIB. Steve Snyder. A little bit different tone and tenor this morning because, you know, hold off on Make Us Laugh Monday. You know, we still could, because actually, the thing is, we're remembering our dear brother and fellow broadcaster, Steve Snyder, who was ushered into the presence of the King, is how we're putting it on our WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page and the WIB Facebook page this morning. But he left us way too soon, early, the wee hours of yesterday morning. And so we're taking this time, our first morning show broadcast afterwards, to remember him. I'm going to go back and find somewhere along the way where he'd been diagnosed with a brain tumor, and he was on the air talking with us about that. And I'm going to dig back here as I'm able, and we'll retrieve that audio and get it on here before 9 o'clock this morning. But he was a joker. I mean, he on the air and off. I mean, and he was so fun, right, to listen to. I mean, just that naturalness. He was the same person on the air and off, and that was what's so cool. And that's what you strive for in radio. So we're remembering him today, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. Or a lot of you have shared remembrances on Facebook. Gene says, heaven gained an amazing citizen. Thank you, WWIB, for honoring man who loved and lived Jesus. No, he is up there laughing and playing keys with his Savior. Absolutely, right? He couldn't read music. He learned, you know, he could play by ear, but he was so good. I think of him playing once or more. He played keyboards, kind of instrumental background for us at our Teamwork Africa anniversary celebration. Just such a great brother. I know I remember times playing tennis with him, not in recent years, but some of you I know had played racquetball with him. So such a fun guy, such a lover of God and the great outdoors. Was so good on the air and will be deeply missed. So anyhow, sharing some stories and remembrances today. Our promise of the day. And again, as we're remembering Steve Snyder today, he loved this. He loved this devotion from Barry Adams, and frequently on Saturdays, I mean, he would include this devotion, if not after 8 o'clock, he would include it like later in the day as well. Not only the verse, he'd give you the whole devotion, but we give you at least the promise. Psalm 103, verse 19, I'm seated in the heavens and my kingdom reigns over all. So good, it's worth repeating. God saying, I am seated in the heavens and my kingdom reigns over all. Go check out the short devotion that goes with that and the mountain pictures at 365promises.com. Remembering our buddy Steve Snyder this morning as he went to be with the Lord over the weekend, way too soon, battling a brain tumor. And so we're remembering him on the program. He loved coffee. I would stop and see him on Saturdays. He loved coffee. He loved music. This morning's WIB Wake Up Show, a little bit different, as we're remembering our dear friend and fellow broadcaster for many, many years here. He preceded me at WWIB, and I arrived on the scene in 1985. So, I mean, that's done. He'd been around here. And just a great brother in the Lord, and just so much that he was good at. He was great on the weather. He loved doing the weather and keeping people up to speed on it. And we talked about that. I remember talking with him off air. And those are some of my, you know, hearing him on the air, I mean, that's so hard. I mean, he was just so good. But then, I mean, the mixture of ministry and fun was always him. But those conversations, I often would stop in on Saturday to take care of one thing or another, to catch up on some work, and we would visit, and those were the best. And I know, I'm sure, I know Rod Larson and Elijah were sharing yesterday morning, and I think Rod similarly had a lot of visits and fun. And so, Anyhow, he was great on the weather, though, even as we do the weather. Can't help but think of him here this morning. And welcoming your comments at the listener line, 715-396-1670, our talk and text line where you can leave a voicemail or a text. And others are chiming in as well on our WIB Facebook page and our WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page this morning as well. And seeing a number of comments from some great listeners there as well this morning. And just so many to try to get to. Karen says, just so sad he joined his good friends, Johnny Joe and Donna Wachowski. I can only imagine he'll be missed so much in so many ways. Yeah, that is true. Johnny Joe was such a good friend of his, and cancer took him from us recently, I want to say at the age of 73. And Donna Wachowski, too, a very, very good friend. And Stephen worked with her in Kinship, but such good friends, and both in recent times preceding him on the way to heaven. Sandy Mudgett, a former co-worker here, saying he was a co-worker, a friend, and a brother in Christ. The angels are rejoicing with him now. He'll be missed. So sorry for your loss to all the family of WWIB and at WWIB. And finally, Helen says, you will be so missed. I look forward to sharing the golden piano bench with you. So,
hi, this is Diane. The most thing I remember about Steve is, outside of being a kinship for my son 30 years ago, he was a great impersonator. He could impersonate anything. He especially did a good job with the commercial about Pinocchio. So I'll remember his ability to make people laugh. It was awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, now we got you. Okay, very good. Drew from the state of Michigan, the Lions continue to be in the news, and so we'll get to that. But again, we're remembering our buddy Steve Snyder, who you didn't know. He was on Saturdays, and you hadn't talked to him. But, you know, I got to know both of you, and you guys would hit it off because you both embody fun. And boy, fun is just one of those things that helps us get through this challenging life, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting point. You know, I think, like, especially with everything that's happened over the last year with the pandemic and stuff, mm-hmm. as a counselor, it's so important, you know, for people's mental health.
Yeah.
That they have fun.
Yeah.
That they play.
Mm-hmm.
And a sense of playfulness is just, like, so helpful for processing pain and trauma. So,
yeah, I mean, just to give you an idea, just to share with you, and then we'll get to your story. But, I mean, when Steve learned that he had this brain tumor, what he said, the first time he and I saw each other afterward, he said, yeah, they told me I have a mass on my brain, which is kind of odd because I'm not even Catholic. So that's the kind of sense of humor and the fun that he had, regardless of the challenges that he may face. So,
yeah, I mean, a sense of humor is, you know, it's a very powerful way of coping with the pain in life, you know, and it sounds like he had a great sense of humor.
Oh, he did. He was a punster extraordinaire. So, all right, good morning.
Good morning.
28 degrees, WWIB, an hour and a half into the WIB Wake Up Show, and we've been already hearing lots of remembrances and stories from people about our dear friend Steve Snyder, and we learned yesterday about him leaving us way too soon, right?
Yes, and so kind of a different format of the WIB Wake Up Show today, as we wanted to honor our dear friend Steve Snyder, who, again, I've only been here for 11 and a half years, so I knew him that long, but he was with the station for multiple decades, and so I grew up listening to Steve Snyder on Saturdays. He's an institution here at the station, and he went home to be with his Jesus, and I know that there's nothing that he would have wanted more. As much as we miss him here, he's at home. He's home.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's as Cliff Barrows, longtime with Billy Graham, said after Warren Stewart, our founder, left us back in the 90s, and I interviewed him because Warren had worked with Cliff. He talked about it's like a ship, and it's a ship being received on one end, and there's a rejoicing. But on this end, parting is such sweet sorrow. And so it's difficult to end with heavy hearts. But there's so many talents. He was so good. He was so real. The same person on air and off. And he was so fun.
Absolutely. Just a genuine, genuine man of God. And you think when you hear about David and hear a man after God's own heart, it's like, does that really apply to anyone today? Does anyone live up to that standard? Steve Snyder is one of those humble, genuine men that I do firmly believe was a man after God's own heart, and I learned so much.
Hmm. He was great. I loved hearing him on the air, and Saturdays will not be the same.
Hey, Mark, Caleb, this is Mike from Lacrosse. I'm sorry to hear about Steve Snyder. My friends, the Snyder family here in Lacrosse, were friends of him. And, you know, the good thing is he's not suffering anymore. He's in the arms of Jesus now. And I was wondering if you could play a song and have it dedicated in memoriam of Steve Snyder, his family, and his friends. The song I would like you to play is called Friends by Michael W. Smith. I think that song says it all. And everyone's in my prayers for comfort.
I was in a hospital in Eau Claire for a period of time, recovering, and I was wondering and thinking about how did I get there? And all of a sudden, Steve walked in the room. He brightened up the room, and he talked to me, and we prayed together. And he was there for about an hour or so. And I remember when he left, I thought, there is a man that the Spirit of God lives within him. You know, Steve ran the race to the very end. And now he's in heaven with Jesus.
Thank you, John, from Ladysmith. As Havel, we're inviting this morning voicemails. You can send a text as well, or weigh in on Facebook, but hearing it in your own words would be wonderful. A story about Steve, a remembrance, a song request you have for him at 715-396-1670. And if we could hear it in your own words, it'd help us in this small way here on the Wib Wake Up Show today to pay tribute to a man of God who went to be with his Savior yesterday morning.
Yeah, such a good friend. He was so talented, so good at so many things, and it's hard to think of him without smiling because he was such an uplifter. All right, WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show, and again, remembering our friend Steve Snyder, you talked about, you used the word institution. Caleb, you grew up. The fact is, I got on the scene here in 85. Steve was already here. I mean, folks like Steve, Pat Wall, they were already a part of the team here. And so you talk about now it's 2021. But, yeah, he will be sorely missed. And we take away so much. And so we're welcoming your comments today and a lot of you weighing in on Facebook, as well as we're inviting you to in your own voice on the listener line at 715-396-1670. Emily says, Steve's gentleness and joy in his voice will forever be imprinted in my mind. May the positive memories flood his family and friends' hearts and minds.
And Cliff, I don't think we've read Cliff's yet.
Cliff this is
says,
great.
On Facebook, Steve was such a man of God, always reminding us of the wonderful things he has done for us and what he has waiting for us in heaven. There will be a day is now yours forever with Jesus, Steve. Whether it was Steve's two for two terrific fifth Saturdays of the month, or just indulging all of us listeners' requests each Saturday, running ads by air, or his wry sense of humor, Cliff says, Steve, you will be missed until we meet again on that beautiful shore, my friend. Bye now.
You know, he just fit at WWIB, and WWIB fit. It was such a great fit, you know? Absolutely. Cody just says, short, sweet, to the point. He says, my prayers and condolences to his family. He was certainly a wonderful man of God.
Bob from Rice Lake, I don't know if we've read his comment on Facebook yet. He says, such a kind and gentle man of God. He helped me find a lift chair for a dear friend on ads by air so many years ago. We'll always remember him playing the keys on the floats during Rutabaga Fest in Cumberland. Hmm. Remembering Steve at the Mark Schultz concert in Cumberland just this past November. And Bob says our deepest sympathies to his family.
That was the last time I saw him. I don't know about you. And I think we might have had him on the air after that. We did. And I'm going to try to get that audio as well from early in November. But I remember seeing him go up, and even his left side was somewhat debilitated. He still played the keyboard that night. They played a number of songs. And then also a group of us, Pat Wall and his wife, my wife and I, and others, Ted and Nita Bukowski, missionaries from Albania, all had a chance to pray for Steve that night. And let's face it, I mean, this is one of those things where it didn't turn out as we hoped or planned or wished or prayed for, right? We prayed for a different result. And yet we know that God is good. Steve would agree with that. And that, you know, this is all in his hands. So, Susan says, I'm crying for someone I never met except on Saturday on WWIB. When Wib says, we are family, it is true because I'm crying over his loss. I always listen Saturday because of Steve. Love in Jesus, Susan.
Saturdays were just a blanket of peace when I heard his voice. You start out with Saturday, where do I start? And you just hear his voice, and it was calming. And the music choices always fit what needed to be done or where the family was going. I loved the song, the color song, and his patriotic music in the morning. My husband and I would lay in bed and reach over and turn it on. Oh, there he is. As by air, he handled with such grace. Just such a peaceful man. Miss him so much. Saturdays just are different. Please play the color song often. And just thank you for hearing me out. Thank you. It's Jane and Rob.
Thank you so much again for that call at 715-396-1670. You bet we will have the coloring song by Petra coming on before the top of the hour. In remembrance of Steve today. And again, Havel, we just want to, this show today, I think you and I separately were both thinking the same thing. We wanted to change the format of the show a little bit today, fittingly to, in our small way, honor Steve Snyder. And that's done through all of your participation on the listener line this morning, because it's not just us talking about what we remember and loved about Steve Snyder as he went home to be with the Lord yesterday morning, but it's all of you, because he impacted thousands of people for decades. And I know he heard "Well Done."
Yeah, who he was on air and off. We talk about somebody also talking about his close friends, Johnny Joe, and also Donna Wachowski, who went to be with the Lord also recently, and his work with Kinship over the years. I mean, just his work of playing with different groups and his church band. I mean, it was on air, but who he was off the air, you know, and he was the same person. That's the thing. He was the same person on the air as he was off. So
absolutely. Another song I've been thinking of in honor of Steve's legacy, Nicole Nordeman. He certainly left a legacy of love during his time here on earth, and we would love to hear from you today at 715-396-1670 by voicemail, if at all possible, 715-396-1670. Could be a funny story or memory you have about Steve. Maybe you never met him, but just wanted to share about the impact he had on your life. If you'd like to dedicate a song to him, I know Cody texted in, and we have a song called Beautiful Things by Gunger coming up as well in honor of Steve. 715-396-1670 as we pay tribute to a man of God, a great man, not because of who he was, but who Christ was in him and through him. All right, so I found the date on this. This goes back to November 9th. And so you know that the kind of a new tradition here on the Wib Wake Up Show is Make Us Laugh Monday, where we set the bar really low with some of our jokes and invite you to call in on the listener line and share some, just so we can kind of start our week off on a good note. And so back on November 9th, even as he was struggling, Steve Snyder called in with a homemade joke, and I thought it might be fun to bring it back this morning.
Okay, gang, enjoying listening to you here this morning. This is a dumb, made-up, homemade joke. There was an elephant friend of mine who enjoyed traveling, but he was challenged when it came to organizational skills. So he dreaded coming home every time because he could never unpack his trunk until he got everything snorted out. All right, there you go. Sorry. Have a great day.
The elephant couldn't unpack his trunk until he got everything snorted out. Just Steve's homemade jokes were better than most people's like written and organized jokes.
Absolutely. No, he was a punster. I mean, and you enjoyed him on air and off. And when I would frequently stop in on Saturdays, I mean, it was like you had to get some time with him, and it was always a blessing. So
yeah, I was looking back on our listener line too, and even saw when he had called in 2 days after my birthday to sing me happy birthday.
Huh? Yeah.
So just kind of some memories this morning hearing Steve's voice again.
Uh-huh.
And we know that he's at peace and at rest. And we would love to hear what you remember most about Steve. Maybe it's a funny story. Maybe it's a story where, like we've heard from others, where behind the scenes he spent time with you, prayed with you. We know that he impacted so, so many lives. Continuing to invite your voicemails at 715-396-1670 in honor of our beloved friend Steve Snyder, who went to be with Jesus yesterday morning. and more on the way, and would love to continue filling the airwaves this last hour of the WIB Wake Up Show with those calls from you. Maybe it's a funny story. Maybe it's a remembrance. Maybe it's something where you say, hey, I never met Steve, but he was a part of my life every single Saturday. And as he was for so many of us, for me growing up, he was an institution, and As By Air was Steve. And we were even reminiscing, my family, a little bit on Sunday afternoon, how gracious he was, because sometimes you get some characters calling into Ads By Air, and and some of these people, that may have been one of their few human connections during the week, was talking to Steve Snyder on Ads By Air, and he was so kind and so gracious. Some folks would call in. I just remember one gentleman would call in every single week talking about a room full of books that he had.
Right.
And I don't know if he really called to sell anything or just called to talk to Steve.
Yeah, and I had the privilege and opportunity of filling in for him a number of times on Saturdays before and after going to Liberia. And the thing was, you would always be compared to the gold standard.
Yes.
And you would always fall short. And if you had any slip-ups where you got a little bit testy, people would definitely go, well, you know, wouldn't have.
Hi there. I'm just remembering Steve today, too. And we lovingly called him the interlude man, because when he DJed, he'd often fill a minute or two here and there with little interlude music that was just quiet, beautiful music. So if you know what kind of music I'm talking about, maybe you could play a little bit of that in memory of our interlude man, Steve. Bye.
Hi, this is Todd Arneson, pastor at Red Cedar Church in Rice Lake. Man, I just want to pay a tribute to Steve Snyder. What a wonderful, godly man. I met Steve 20 years ago when I first came to Red Cedar. He was playing in the Saturday Worship Band. And then he and that whole band went and helped to start Northern Lakes Church almost 20 years ago now. Steve is just a core leader, consistent man of God who has been just pivotal in Northern Lakes Church, now reaching hundreds of people in Northwest Wisconsin. So well done, Steve.
WWIB, and we're remembering our dear friend and brother in Christ, Steve Snyder, today here on WWIB. It strikes me, Caleb, as we're going through this, that if Steve were still with us, he would be like, you're making too big of a deal out of me. But he was humble and a great servant, and just so many great qualities. And we actually last talked to him on the air as these health challenges were arising on the 10th of November. And so we found a little clip from that visit, and here's what it sounded like. He's here every Saturday, and from noon to one, he's taking the calls. Today we're talking to him, Steve Snyder. Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Ads By Air?
Please remember to repeat your phone number at least twice, and no more than three items
yes,
listed.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, morning, gang. Thanks for throwing me on the air like this.
We wanted to have you on, and we're privileged to be able to let you kind of bring people up to speed. What's going on with you these
days? Okay, the story is I began when this dilemma first appeared. I was actually playing for a funeral in Sheldon maybe a couple of Fridays ago, and my left hand just would not do what it likes to do on the keyboard.
Mm.
And so then I was also having a hard time walking. My left leg is just not quite behaving right either. And that is all due to, as I found out yesterday, I was in Marshfield. Thank you to Kevin Munson, who hauled me down there and got an MRI. And there's a tumor about just a little over an inch in diameter that has some fluid building up around it that is exerting pressure on some of the nerves that are affecting my left side. So the plan is, initially here, they've given me a steroid to take to reduce that inflammation that will hopefully reduce some of those symptoms. And then I've got to line up a CAT scan in Rice Lake to take another look at my abdomen and pelvic area to see if there are any other, to see if that tumor has metastasized other places or anything. And they were actually almost hoping that there was, because one of those other locations would be much easier to extract a sample for a biopsy. The one in my brain, they just can't do that. Mm-hmm. So they'd like to get a biopsy to determine what type of and the degree of radiation they're going to throw at this thing. So that radiation is planned down the road at this point.
So that was November 10th, and here we are today, and grieving his loss yesterday.
And again, I think every opportunity that we have, it fills me with so much joy, and maybe others as well, too, who maybe only knew Steve by his voice, and being able to hear that again. So
friendly, right? I mean, so friendly and loving and kind. I mean, just all wrapped into one guy.
And as we go out here, continuing to honor Steve, and please, we have plenty of time left in the show. If you would leave us a message at 715-396-1670 with a song request in honor of Steve, a story, what he meant in your life, your own son, and one of our those who's filling in on Saturdays, longtime Sunday announcer, fills in middays. Dawson's kind of our utility player in terms of the WIB on air staff here. And you asked him to call in as well.
And just real briefly, I mean, there was sometime along the way, several years back, I mean, it was like, I wish I was better at the outdoors. Steve was so good at canoeing and fishing. And I had said, boy, it'd be great if you could spend some time with Dawson. And that never necessarily panned out in terms of going fishing. But here's what Dawson had to say.
Steve was such an incredible, charismatic guy. He helped train me in when I was starting at the station. And those Saturdays I got to spend with him there running the board for the first time were genuinely incredible. They were so, so special. And he was such a special person. And I think we're all going to miss him a lot.
Here in our own office, Dave Stasek, who's been here for a number of years as well. So you kind of coincided with Steve's term here at the station, Dave, and you just popped in and said, did you remember this? And so we thought it'd be great to hear that on the air. So go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, hi, listeners. Say, Steve, of course, we all know was a gifted musician, and he sang for a wedding that my wife was in and other venues we saw him. But one particular time, years ago, and I don't remember how many years ago, but there was a Dallas Home concert in Ladysmith at the Ladysmith High School Auditorium, and we showed up, and the place was packed, of course, everybody coming to see Dallas Home.
Yeah.
And we walked in, and lo and behold, Steve Snyder's up on the stage on his keyboard singing and playing, and there was another gentleman accompanying him. I don't remember who that was, but what happened was we found out later that Dallas Home apparently had a vertigo attack, and Steve Snyder did the whole concert.
Mm.
And it was a wonderful concert. Yeah,
impromptu.
And most, you know, Steve being from the, you know, the Ladysmith, Bruce area, Cameron area, most everyone in the auditorium knew Steve, and it was just a unbelievably wonderful concert. Not that we don't like Dallas Home, but it was super special. And it was Steve on the keys and singing, and
just one of those things that only he would have the
ability
and the servant's heart to pull that off, and not like, oh, well, let me get some limelight. That wasn't ever Steve.
He didn't want the limelight.
There was a need, he was there to serve. I mean, I don't know how many holidays he worked for us here at Station Havel so that we could have time with our families.
Sure. Yeah. Christmas Eve, New Year's Day. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Memorial Day.
Quite a gracious man of God.
Well, thank you, Dave, for sharing that memory.
Well, thanks for letting me. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Wib? This is Jesse Hamble, 513-3, and I remember Steve on so many occasions. He played, actually played and sang at my wife and I's wedding in 2002 up in Rice Lake. I met him up there, had the incredible opportunity to share the stage with him on multiple worship events so many times. Super, super humble guy, and probably my greatest memory of Steve was in 2012 when 513-3 had released our first album. I remember inquiring to find out when it was going to play, and I remember it being on a Saturday, and my parents, this is before my mom was too sick to leave the house, and so she was able to be down here in Eau Claire, and we had went out to breakfast at Altoona Family Restaurant, and I remember Steve playing Beautiful Mystery off a different album, and it was the first time that me and my wife and my parents sat in a car out in the parking lot of the restaurant and listened to that song play, and so I'll never forget that. Obviously, Steve's voice on Saturday will seriously be missed, and his humble, gentle personality. Great guy.
Good morning. I am so sorry for all of you that work at the station and were so close to Steve. I wish you healing and blessings and comfort during this time. I can't imagine how sad you are. And at the same time, because we're Christians and knowing our eternal destiny, especially with a man who loved the Lord so much, we rejoice with you as well. The first time I saw Steve in person was at the Mark Schultz concert in November, and I didn't know that that was Steve's church, and I didn't get a super close look at him, but we noticed that there was a man that was playing the worship before Mark performed. He was playing the piano one-armed, and we were in awe over that. I had found out later that he was struggling with a health issue, and so we felt so horrible for him, but at the same time, we're just like, how can you even play like that? And so his love for music is astounding, and I am picturing him this morning being in the worship band of the Most High and Mighty God. And what an absolute joy that must be for him. So we are going to miss his voice and his presence through the airwaves in our lives. As another listener said, he was the interlude king. He was his own person, and he was unashamed. And he did have such diplomacy and kindness four callers on the Saturday morning ads by air show. Truly a great man, and I hope that up in heaven he can see and hear the testimonies about him. I'm reading Imagine Heaven right now. It's a great book, and I'm thinking and seeing all kinds of things through that lens of that book right now for Steve, and it is truly a joyous occasion for him. So God bless you all. Thank you.
When I get where I'm going, on the far side of the sky, the first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion and run my fingers through his mane. Or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. I'm gonna walk with my granddaddy, and he'll match me step for step. And I'll tell him how I've missed him every minute since he left. And then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. So much pain and so much darkness in this world we stumble through. All these questions I can't answer, and so much work to do. Where I'm going, and I see my Maker's face, I'll stand forever in the light of His amazing grace.
Just talking about Steve Snyder, and just another testament to Steve. He was 42 years, or in his 42nd year for the Russ County Highway Department as a forestry technician. And just a gentleman that brought light in every day and always had a smile and a friendly voice. And he will be sorely missed here by the people of this department and the people he worked with.
I remember Steve, I guess my first memory was listening to him on Saturday mornings with the ads by air. And then as time progressed, I remember listening every Saturday morning because it helped me start my day whenever I'd go for a drive or just leave the house. You know, I'd flip on the radio and there Steve would be and he'd take your request. And I think the last request that he ever took for me was a For King and Country song. So I guess I'm going to request Shoulders by For King and Country for him.
When confusion's my companion and despair holds me for ransom, I will feel no fear.
This is Kay Van Patter. I have a tribute to Steve, also myself, and being that I was married to Johnny Joe, his friend, we, of course, have had many, many times of stories and events happening with Steve, And as far as John, his actual brother got killed in the military through an accident, and God brought in Steve Snyder into his life, and John always said that he was God's given brother to him, and they roomed together for many years, and of course those were tons and tons of stories and everything, and besides Steve's wonderful talent of music and everything, he also loved the great outdoors. And so John and Steve have many times of fishing and skiing and doing a lot of great outdoor excitements and everything like that. And believe it or not, they also enjoyed causing trouble together, which they did very well. So also with that, Steve's beautiful talent in music and my also playing piano, we had discussions and everything, and Steve and I one time sat down and talked, and we both shared how we were jealous of each other through music. And I said, Steve, you're actually jealous of me because you are a beautiful, beautiful piano player. And he said, yes. I said, why are you jealous of me? And he said, because you can read music. And so it was just a beautiful bonding time that we admired each other through that. And Steve and his talents of just picking up and doing things on the piano, and he admired me of being able to read music and everything. And so, you know, Steve was thinking for all the fun, the adventures. Steve was a downright honest man. He would he shared many of his personal struggles that he went through also. And through that, you know, God just poured out his love upon his life and everything. And that is why I still say, you know, Steve, I really look forward to playing with you on that golden piano bench, because we'll be side by side just rocking out with the Lord. You'll be missed.
Thank you again so much for that. And we're going to run just a little bit late here so we can, again, continue to give these tributes for Steve. And here's one that came in saying, Steve was my best friend and spiritual mentor. I'd call if I thought I could talk without breaking down. He was the best person I have ever known, and most of my memories are too personal to share. However, there's one that's funny, and everyone who listened will appreciate it. Northern Lakes Church, he was singing Indescribable by Chris Tomlin and messed up the words, but struggled through it admirably. Hmm. After that, we called the song Unpronounceable and would laugh so hard each time it came on. So for Steve, Chris Tomlin, Unpronounceable, Indescribable.
From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea.
WWIB, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, the Wave Wake Up Show, paying tribute to Steve Snyder, who went to be with his Jesus yesterday morning. And one more message to share here, and we'll head into Focus on the Family. We'll tag it now, brought to you and sponsored by Focus on the Family Incorporated, with one of Steve's famous interludes, I think a fitting way to end today. But also, maybe a final thought or two from you, Halvo.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, this has been emotional. And I think even as the morning has pressed on, to hear all the comments and to think about so much that we appreciate, it's really hard for me, I think, to think I'm going to come back on future Saturdays and he's not going to be here.
Yeah.
And that's the hard part. That's the tough part. But I want to close with this one, is that Steve's life speaks to the fact of what can you look like when you fall in love with Jesus. And he was that. And so let's celebrate him, but let's also take to heart and say, I want to have a love relationship with Jesus like Steve did, so I can live a fruitful, light-filled life like he did.
Yes, and I think, again, it turned out so beautifully here that the last call we got this morning on our WIB voicemail line about Steve, I think, sums up what many of you who listened to Steve for years but never met him in person would be feeling today.
As you guys have been sharing about Steve this morning, I thought, so many memories about him, because I listened to him every Saturday for so many years and would listen to him as he did ads by air and stuff. And I mean, and I could think of the times I called. I mean, one time I called and I mean, he knew my name right away, that because we had talked different times, and he just said, you know, oh, Steve, how you doing? Da, 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 da. But I mean, Steve could be so funny, but yet he could be so encouraging all the time too. And you know that he, when he knew there was something going on in your life, he would, you know, there was a time that I called, and I mean, he just stopped and prayed for me on the phone. I mean, he's on the, wasn't on the air, but he was doing his job and stuff, but he just stopped and prayed for me right there. And that just meant so much to me at the time that he would be willing to do that. And I don't know how it is a person can make a friend of somebody that you've never had the opportunity to meet, but I felt like Steve was my friend. I mean, that he cared about what was going on, but some of the more wacky things I can remember of his time there is when he'd get to doing the board and he's having trouble and he's on the air and he goes, well, what does the switch do? So he'd be flipping switches, trying to get things to work right, or the different times he would share, you know, how he would do things. But I can remember the times that he locked himself out of the station. He'd run out to get something out of his car, and the door would go locked, and then he'd be stuck outside. He'd come back, and he'd just make fun of himself. And those are going to be some of the memories I have with Steve. And Steve, you are so missed, and you will be missed. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Thank you, Keith.
Well said.
And again, for those who missed any of our tribute here in the Wib Wake Up Show this morning, Havel, later on, we will make that available as well.
There's so much content. We'll get it up at the WWIB.com podcast.
Well, as we send you on to Focus on the Family, sponsored by Focus on the Family Incorporated, one of Steve's famous interludes to take us out. Rest in peace, brother. You're with Jesus.